This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello to everyone out there. A voice you're going to hear right now, somebody we absolutely love, brings you so much content, both on our website and over the air here, social media too. You can check him out. He's doing a great job, as always. I don't need to tell you, you just know. Jeff Hathorn joins right now. Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Morning, guys.
Morning to you. Big day for you. Stop at Penguins on your way up to Cleveland to cover that game tonight. You know what? I guess I'll start here. This one's simple. You know, you're around this team all the time, limited practice week, but you've been around all the workouts and the games and everything. What do you expect? Let's get some opinion from you in that realm. What does Jeff Hathorn expect from the Steelers tonight?
I don't expect a lot of things different. I guess for Steelers fans standpoint, you hope for better execution, at least offensively. But, you know, they had one practice basically this week. And, you know, with the physicality of the league, it's not like they were going in full pads and, you know, hey, we've got all these things solved. It's like, here are some of the things Cleveland does, and let's figure that out and get up there and try to win a game. I mean, the good thing with this one, as opposed to a Thursday night game, say, at Minnesota like last year, at least you have an idea with the opponent, even though there's a new quarterback. You kind of know what they're going to do. And I expect if the Steelers are going to win, I expect a low-scoring game.
Jeff, your thoughts on Mitch Trubisky not having the ability to audible at the line?
Yeah, not a big fan. You know, listen, you've had since, what, March to have him dive into the playbook. We've heard that he is, you know, has done a good job in that regard. It's not like there have been times where there's obvious, well, he doesn't know the play or he hasn't figured it out. Like, if you believe in him enough to make him your starter, you should believe in him enough that he could make changes at the line of scrimmage. And it's not like you're changing Bill Walsh's play. I don't know why you would have a system where he can't audible at this level.
Well, do they believe in Trubisky as their quarterback? I understand they went out and signed him, Jeff. They should believe in him as they installed him as QB1. But do they believe in him as their quarterback? And do they believe in the system that Matt Canada has in place?
So I think they do believe in him. I really do. I think they believe that in his talent. They see his athleticism. They see things that have happened in practice that have looked really good, and I think they believe that he can win. As far as Matt's system, I think it's always been this carrot out there of like, okay, we really haven't been able to run this system because we haven't had that type of quarterback. And while it's not all on Canada, what we've seen from the system in the first couple of games doesn't seem to be a lot different than what we saw most of last year, with the reason being, well, it's not a mobile quarterback, so we don't want to do some of these things. I realize offensive line plays a part. I mean, there are other factors involved. We've talked about Najee and other things that have gone wrong or been missed. And the margin for error is very slim. So every time one of those things go wrong, it's magnified, where if you had a really good team, you could overcome those things. But, man, what I've seen, I just don't get the – here's my thing. What's the identity of a Matt Canada offense? I think that, to me, is as much as anything what I'm trying to figure out.
You read my mind, Jeff. I'd love for you to expand on that a little bit here. What are they even trying to do? I mean, honestly, what are they trying to set up? What are they trying to establish? Who do they want to be? Do you think ideally do they want to be?
Yeah, and the story on the website, because we talked to Mason Cole, and he discussed it. Like, hey, you know, he said he wants to be a ground first game, but that's typical of most linemen. They like run blocking. They like establishing physical dominance at the line of scrimmage, and you do that most through run blocking. I think they can be that through Najee, but they also think they've got some receivers, and they've got some jet sweeps, and they've got some motion and a mobile quarterback. It's almost as if they need to really simplify their offense and try to do one thing really well and then build off that. But they're trying to do a lot of things, and they just haven't found out what they do well. Like, for instance, if you've got a two-point conversion or a third and three, you've got to convert. What's your play? Most teams have a play that they know they're going to run and be successful. I don't think the Steelers do right now.
Can you categorize, whenever Matt Canada was asked about George Pickens saying that he's open 90% of the time, it wasn't fabricated. He was taking a direct quote, taken right to him from a player that had happened previously. It just came off as a little strange to me. What did you think when you heard Matt Canada sort of laugh that off?
That he just didn't want to get into that number. My sense was that he was kind of laughing because he didn't agree with it, but he didn't want to disagree with it in a soundbite or in a public venue. That's why he said he was going to let it lie. And I think probably part of that chuckling was that most receivers probably come to him and say they're open, when sometimes you probably look at film and say, okay, maybe you weren't, or maybe the quarterback was on its back. But, you know,
well, show me a good receiver who doesn't want the ball, and I'll show me a receiver who doesn't want the ball, and I'll show you one who sucks.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, with the exception of Heath, who I think wanted it, just didn't want to say it. Yeah, I would agree with you, but I think he also kind of chuckled because when they say they're always open, that's not always the case.
Jeff, let's paint this scenario. Say the Steelers go out there tonight and the offense looks atrocious, and say Friday morning, Omar Khan and Andy Weidel, they walk into Mike Tomlin's office and they propose a change. They propose something different for the offensive coordinator. Do you think Mike Tomlin listens, and do you think that he acts on what they say?
So I would be surprised if that meeting would happen, that they would walk into Mike's office and say that, because I think Mike wields that power on the football field. But let's say, to your point, hypothetically, that would happen. I think he would listen, but I believe when he says about patience, that he's been in the league, that yes, it's 3 weeks, but if I, you know, the upheaval may not be worth the short-term result that we get, if we get a short-term result, because, you know, it's not like Mike Sullivan is a 20-year play caller in this league, or that there's somebody. I mean, you know, I heard suggested, why not bring a consultant in? I think that's a great idea. I think that would be more the move to make. Bring somebody in, whether it's a Sean Payton or whomever it is, to help with the offense. And you could do it on the down low. You could do it on a day when we're not around, like, you know, 4 o'clock on a Tuesday with no team around. Bring them in, let them consult and get some fresh ideas. If that indeed happens, which, you know, obviously from what we've seen, the odds are they'll probably stink on offense more so than break out of it tonight in Cleveland.
Beautiful autumn night for football. Jeff, you're going to bring it to us. We appreciate all your hard work as always, and we'll look forward to your coverage tonight and helping us with that in the morning as we give you pretty much a de facto post game as it rolls over into tomorrow morning. Thank you for all your help, Jeff, as always.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, there he is, Jeff Hathorn. He's on his way to Penguin workout and then straight up, continues up 79 and bang over there through Youngstown, wham, into Cleveland.
I bet it's an all-nighter for Jeff tonight.
Yeah, he's not a big stay unless he really has to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's a big get home, sleep in his own bed kind of guy. Mm. Yes. So let's see what happens.
We're working.
Grinding.
He's a day's already started.
Yep.
Jeff will be home. Let's see. 8 o'clock, 9, 10, 11, 12. Jeff started right now. He'll be home at 2:15 in the morning or so.
Yeah.
There you are. Measure that work.
Maybe a little closer to 3-ish, 3:30-ish, because he'll probably cut the sound up there and then drive home.
What do you think about that, Crowell, man?
It sounds Awful.
Yep, that's him. That's him.
Hardworking man, Adam Crowley.
Uh-huh. Rooting for, rooting against. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Coming up in just a couple minutes here on the Fan Morning Show.
Yeah, and speaking of working hard, you want to trust the contractor that you hire to take care of arguably the most important part of your home, the roof. Is working hard. PJ Fitzpatrick, they've been working hard to make the lives of Pennsylvania homeowners better, one roof at a time, for 42 years. Don't believe me? Fine. Go check out the thousands of five-star reviews that are right there on their website, trustpj.com. But I'm telling you, you can believe me because I trust PJ Fitzpatrick. Quality is at the center of everything they do. Quality product, quality craftsmanship, and quality customer experience. They install your roof with certified roofers, sometimes in as little as one day, using top-of-the-line materials and everything, since its quality is backed with a lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. You saw the rain, the storms last night and this morning. You're going to see snow out there in a month or two, right? Yeah, winter's right around the corner. And your home's roof is too important to trust to just anybody. So trust PJ Fitzpatrick. Go to trustpj.com today.
Pirates lose to the Yankees last night 14-2. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.